Hi, Sonia. This is Sarah. How can I help you?
Hey, Sarah. I'm good. I'm calling. I had tried to get in touch with Alyssa, but I don't know if she's the one. So I worked 20 hours, and I got paid $12 an hour for.
They probably didn't put a rate. Yeah, they probably didn't put a rate in for you, and it automatically defaults to $12 an hour. So let me see what I can do here, and we will. We will pay you.
Yeah, because the other 10 hours was 15.
Yeah, so let me see. It should be 15. Okay. So I'm going to let me pull up your file and see what's going on.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
And it puts you in 15 from the 15th, and you said it paid you 12? Let me see.
Yeah. It paid you 12 hours.
Oh, because she put in the rate from the 15th. And you worked the 11th and the 14th, and those are the hours that they are going to pay you for the $12. I'm going to get it fixed. It's not going to be fixed until next pay period, where you'll get the back pay for the $3 an hour that you were missing, okay?
Okay. So my first paycheck, is that coming in the mail? Or because I did sign up for direct deposit.
So let me check the stub.
Okay, thank you.
Direct deposit. I have you with account ending in 3818. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And let me just make sure that that's where it went to. Oh, it's been a day. Let's see. Tomorrow. Okay. Yeah, you'll notice. Yeah. So this did go in direct deposit, and if you'll see on your pay stub how it says like you were paid ten hours at $12 an hour and 10 hours at $15 an hour. So we're gonna fix that so that you'll get the back pay for the $3 an hour for the initial 10 hours, and moving forward everything's good in the system now.
Okay. So the direct deposit will show up in my account tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Sarah. Yep. Thank
All
you
right,
so
Sonia.
Much.
Have a good weekend.
Bye. You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.